Nathan's in now to chat sport. Kia ora, Nathan.
Kia ora.
Oh, you've got a lovely story here. Have you got a Manchester accent to tell it in? Or maybe not.
Well,
okay, no. So the very happy fan at Manchester United's nail-biting win against Coventry yesterday, which that was an uphill battle, wasn't it?
It was.
Anyway, they got there. What happened?
Now I'm wishing I could do a way better Gallagher brothers. But I can't.
Just sort of grunt, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Andy Mitten reports that Manchester United's ultimate fan, Ochirvani Bitbold, he didn't let the no-busters to the game today stand in his way. No, he went to the FA Cup final, and you're saying, so what? Well, he rode 5,500 miles to get there, which I worked it out as 11 proclaimers. So it took him 11 months. He biked from the capital of Mongolia all the way to Old Trafford, which is wonderful because he loves Manchester United. He's like, oh, it's great. I love these things. He says, this is the quote, "For 2 years, I made a road plan and prepared my body. The decision to travel by bike was made only 2 weeks before the trip. I knew I was going to make a trip and long considered running. But for me, I needed a team and lots of money and a car. So I changed my plans." And what he would do is he'd stop and eat at cafes sometimes, but he took with him a thing called borts. And borts is pretty much biltong.
Oh, yeah.
Just an air-dried meat that he could hang in the shade but also on the crossbar of his bike as he went along. So he did very well. He said, "I tried to cycle for 3 days and then take a day off, but sometimes I went without a break for 7 days. And I went through many difficult days and had around 40 punctures," which I thought, for that amount of distance, that's a pretty good amount of punctures, isn't it? 40?
I've got no idea.
I would expect more out of that if I'm cycling for 11
months. I thought
the
whole bike would have fallen apart, to be honest.
No, it's well built, those Mongolian bikes, goodness me. Anyway, what he did was he gets to see the game yesterday. It's incredible. He's just going, this is perfectly what Manchester United encapsulates for me. And it was quite lucky for him because he was just passing through London when that happened. So what he's doing, he's back on his bicycle today. He is cycling to Manchester. He's going through Leicester and Derby to complete his gargantuan journey and reach Old Trafford in time for the Premier League against Burnley next Saturday, which is what he set out to see in the first place. So
okay,
I just
but how's he going to get back to Mongolia?
That is a good point. I think a flight.
I don't think he's thought that through.
Oh, so one of the UK politicians will bundle him on a plane, surely. Yeah, there we go. So I just thought it was a lovely
good
story.
On him.
Thank you.
You're going to mention Speed Golf quickly?
Oh, no, I just thought you've got the Speed Golf article
coming
up. Firstly, I thought that's the one that they should play in the Olympics, eh? Like speed golf, because that seems like most. But also, I'm not that impressed with his time. I've finished a round of golf in under 3 minutes. I threw a 4-iron into a clump of manuka and promised never to play again. But there you go.
That's not quite the same thing. You know, I can beat that, though. I've driven past a golf course. I didn't even stop.
didn't
even stop. Straight on by.
Yes.